ربنا ربنا.
Ask the followers of the remembrance if ye know not.
ربنا ربنا يا ربنا يا ربنا يا حي ويا قيوم نور قلبنا.
You're listening to the program The Key on IRIB English Radio with Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, The Key, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on The Key, we're going to be looking at an interesting question. It's a historical question, and that is a question related to an event that happened to occur on this very day, which is the changing of the Qibla in Islam. Coincidentally, today also marks the demise of the famous Lady of Islam, Hazrat Zainab, Salamullah Alayha. And for this reason, here at The Key and IRIB English Radio, on behalf of The Key and IRIB English Radio, we would like to offer our esteemed listeners condolences on this very sad and solemn day. And the question we want to ask today is, what exactly transpired? What were the events that led up to the changing of the Qibla in Islam? As you know, Qibla is a word which refers to the direction in which one orients oneself at the time of prayer. As you know, right now in Islam, if somebody wants to pray, perform the ritual prayer, then they turn towards the direction of Mecca and the direction of the Masjid al-Haram, the sacred mosque, and specifically the Kaaba. But this wasn't always this way. In the beginning of Islam, Muslims, they prayed in the direction of Bayt al-Muqaddas, Jerusalem, and Masjid al-Aqsa. Masjid al-Aqsa, as you know, is the mosque of, you know, in which there is a very big rock, and that rock has very important and very significant for the followers of all of the Abrahamic faiths. It says a lot of things occurred. A lot of important events are connected with it. Like, for example, they say that the Prophet Abraham, when he wanted to sacrifice his son, Ismail, he was going to do it on that rock. Or, for example, they say that the Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he went to Mi'raj, he ascended towards the heavens. He started his journey, his spiritual journey, his night journey, from that rock. A lot of different events are connected to that rock. A very sacred mosque. And the followers of the other Abrahamic faiths, like the Jews, they all pray in the direction of the Bayt al-Muqaddas, Masjid al-Aqsa. Right. So in the beginning of Islam, Muslims were praying in that direction. And this had slowly become a source of, they had become a source of ridicule for Muslims. You know, meaning the followers of the other faiths, you know, they used to ridicule the Muslims and say that, you know, you pray in our direction. It was almost as if they wanted to say that, you know, you Muslims are, you know, subservient to us, you know, and, you know, are, you know, you don't have any independence and you're not, your religion is an offshoot of ours, you know, these kind of things. And this had become a source of distress, not only for the Muslims in general, but also specifically for the Holy Prophet, who was very sad about this. And this has been mentioned in the Holy Quran and in the Surah Baqarah. And at this time, the Prophet and Muslims, they were praying in the direction of Bayt al-Muqaddas when verses of the Holy Quran were revealed, ordering the Holy Prophet to change the direction of his Qibla and the direction in which he prayed, and turn towards the Kaaba and Masjid al-Haram, the sacred mosque, and Mecca. And, you know, this marked a change in, this is one of the very significant events within Islam, where Islam, it achieved a relative independence from the other Abrahamic faiths from this point of view. And this is what transpired and regarding this event and, you know, why it's significant. Thank you for joining us here on The Key. We were looking at the historical events that led to the changing of the Qibla in Islam. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Shiraz Hussein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy on the program The Key on IRIB English Radio.
You can also send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.